And I'd like to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So let's talk about the domestic partnership bill. Has that been heard yet?
Well, yes, it was heard in its first committee on Wednesday afternoon, and actually they had a joint committee hearing of both the Senate Public Affairs and the Senate Judiciary so that they could hear the testimony from both sides. And then the Senate Public Affairs Committee actually voted, and it was a 5-4 vote to give the bill a due pass, and Senate Judiciary will then be voting on the bill in the next few days.
And so 5-4, that's pretty close.
Yes, it is. It's very close, and we don't actually know what's going to happen in Senate Judiciary, so we'll just have to see when they all get together. And, of course, it's there was a lot of passionate testimony on both sides, and one of the main oppositions to it is that it is it's really the precursor to marriage. And, of course, it is not. It is domestic partnership. It is much less than marriage, but it does provide a lot of benefits for both gay couples and straight couples if they so desire.
So that is happening. Does the public have any possibility of influencing that one way or the other at this point?
Well, people can call their legislators on the Senate Judiciary Committee and urge them to vote the way they'd like to see them vote.
And so what else is happening? What's going on in finances?
Well, that, of course, is the big story. We're really in a budget crisis. Every day our revenue estimates decline because gas and oil is down and gross receipts taxes are down and personal income tax, corporate income taxes are down. But yesterday, the House passed the first bill that's trying to address this fiscal year's budget deficit, and the bill they passed over to the Senate is one that would cut a little more than $100 million from the various department budgets. So many departments are getting 5% cuts and some less of a cut.
And so those decisions about who gets to keep a little more and who gets to take a little more of a hit, that's tough stuff and probably a lot of sweat and blood going on at the Capitol.
Absolutely, and the legislators are really trying to look at it and keep essential services, both police and fire and those kinds of essential services, but also the health and human services, which are so important, particularly now when the economy is going down. We've got to keep child care services. We've got to keep domestic violence. We've got to keep developmentally disabled people. We've got to keep Medicaid and health care. So it's a tough job. And there's a sign on the Senate Finance Committee door that says, we are not going to be hearing any bill requesting new money because there isn't any, and please let's all work together to try to figure out how we're going to get through this in the next couple of years.
Linda Siegel is with us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right before the top of the hour with the legislative update. Thank you so much for being with us, Linda, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528 in the area code 505. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want. Thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta. Hey, Robert Knott, what are you doing this weekend?
And then the wolf and Bugs Bunny start running through the house, and it goes like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and the doors are slamming, do-do-do-do-do. It's great. I have to see that movie. I got to do some...
You can hold your train of thought.
I got to replace a bathroom door that my dog chewed through, and because she locks herself in there. And
that's
then,
bad dog.
Yeah, and what else? I think I got to sleep, I think. Probably.
Sleeping is a good thing.
I know.
I love it.
Like, especially when your puppy's next to you. And you're beep, 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 because that's a dog.
Have you gone to bench warmers yet?
No, I said, there we go again. Women don't listen to men either, and I don't blame them. No, I'm going to go next week.
Are you going to go next week?
Yes.
Right.
I may try to get the Fiddler on the Roof if I can, but... And I want to see the Baumans. That's going to be the show. Go see the Baumans.
Gustav Baumann. That's wonderful.
It opens tonight. Pulling Strings. See the Passatiempo.
And the Hart Gallery at Gerald
that's
Peters
a good thing.
Gallery.
Good goal.
All sorts of good stuff. So,
do you want me to come on a little earlier and leave a little earlier on Fridays?
Oh, we'll figure that out.
Okay, you call me.
We are broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company. And and the African Effect Film Festival. That's what I'm going to do. But lots more. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, and we will see you next week. Stay tuned to KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. Wear your seatbelt.
The wolf has such a great voice.
Be
he's
happy.
Like, why you?
He said, why you, Iota? Yeah, was he one of the Three Stooges?
Like, he's like, and when I get my hands on you, I'll...
He sounds just like Robert Knott.
Well, I like that guy, except I don't wear no granny dress.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, ma'am.
Ciao.
Oh, baby.